Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Hei. In the previous shiur, we discussed the psulei shechita, not in the sense of the Maaseh Shechita, but those that Apostle Shechita discussed in the context of our Mishnah of Hakoil, Shoichtin, who's Nisrabah, who's Nismay, the Dinim of Koton, we said, and the Dinim of Goyim, the Dinim of Mumer. And we started our discussion the previous year with the comparison between Goy and between Mumer in the context of the Divrei Taisus on Gimel Amud Beis, where Taisus says in Kosava Kutin that the shechita of a goy, if a kuti is a goy, the reason why the shechita of a goy is pasul is because the pasuk says v'alchaltav zavachto. Somebody who's mitzvah, somebody who's shayach, who's a bar mitzvah, is on the dinim of nevelu treifa is shayach tzvicha. One who's not mitzvah, dinim achila of nevelu treifa, does not have the din of his ma'aser shechita being a ma'aser shechita. That shita is Taisus. Taisus adds a line. Taisus says, That droshes lafuke ovi kechom va'ichel nevelis lahakis. Taisus sticks together a goy, who's not a baris vicho, with an oichel nevelis lahakis. Oichel nevelis l'teyovoin. The sugi by us discussing on Davdalid is only a function of since he's willing to eat a nevela. If he's willing to eat a sandwich of a nevela, if he can't get a kosher sandwich for the same price. So the other question is a question of reliability. It's not that he doesn't eat kosher. It's not that he's thrown off that he's not a mitzvah. He's a mitzvah, but he's a bal taiva. If he's a bal taiva, that does not take him out of the realm of being a bar zvicha. Is memela, the halach is that the question is only a question of reliability. And that's one of the discussions in the sugi over here about if somebody watches him, shemi yakalku, but his shchita is a shchita. Koton, we said also it's clear in the sugi is, the Lashon is, the reason why he shouldn't shecht is only because of a lack of reliability, a lack of steadiness in his shechita, but the shechita itself is kosher. We discussed in the previous year, what's the difference between a kotlan and a goy? The chayy kotlan is also not mitzvah and mitzvahs. Let's go a step further now. Like we said, Tosfos says that a oichel nevelis, a mumun lenevelis, lahachis, and a goy are the same thing. Both of them are not shaykh, mumun nevelis lahachis, is somebody who's thrown off the yoke of eating kosher food. He's not shaykh in his own personal life to kabbalas oil, mitzvah of eating geshochten meat. So he's not shaykh to zvicha. Taisus puts the two of them together. Rashi lemaisa, on Gimel Amud Beis, says like this. Mumor, is boydik sakin v'noisin loy. Again, he's talking about a mumul atayov, and you boydik sakin because you're afraid that he's not going to take the effort since he's willing to eat nevelis if the price is right. He won't check the knife properly. So by a mumur, l'tayovin boydik sakin v'noisin loy. Rashi says that's by a mumul atayovin. By a mumur, lahachis. So even if the knife is checked, even if there's no more effort, that don't need to be invested to eat kosher meat, but he's choshud lenavo biyadayim, since he's oichel nevelis lahakis, he on purpose eats food that's not kosher, make it easy to trust him, bichlal, that the meat is kosher. He has no reason, he has no incentive, no motive, no personal oil in shechting properly, so how could you believe him? But Rashi clearly puts this in the context of, how could you believe him? That Lamaisa, if he would shecht properly, you can't believe him that he shechted properly. But if he would shecht properly, it would be kosher. That's what's meduik in Rashi, and Azoi state mufurish in Rashma. The Rashma says mufurish that even a mumal lahachis, not like we just said from Taisvis, the aloch is a mumal lahachis, is if you know that he shechted properly, that means if you're standing there, you don't have to rely on him, you watch the shechita, and you can see that he did the shechita properly, so then you can eat it. There's nothing inherently not good about a shechita. There's a minor machlok, a technical machlok between the Rashba and the Balamo. The Rashba learns up the Gemara and he says in Pshat, is mavur in the Gemara that a mumal lehachis you don't give to lechatchila. But since you know that he could be menabel, so of course you're gonna catch him, but don't do it lechatchila because maybe you won't catch him, maybe you won't see it. The Balamo says if you're standing there, then you can be moisel sakin if you watch the shechita. That's a technical. But both of them hold that the shechita is kosher. That's what's meduik in Rashi. Not, we might add, like the Tosfos and the Rosh. That's Shittas Tosfos. So let's take this machlokes further afield. Like we said, this is a machlokes between the Tosfos and essentially the Rashi. It's Meduik and Rashi, but the one who argues on Tosfos Mufurish is the Rashi and Tosfos Habayis. There's another machlokes, which is l'chor the source of this machlokes. Tosfos puts Goy and Mumah Lahachas together because Tosfos holds that having the koyach to create a kosher shechita in shechting an animal, the animal becomes mutter la'achila, is totally in being a bar zvicha. Bar zvicha is totally in mitzvahs. It's totally in his shaychis to mitzvahs, his kabbalas oil, of mitzvahs shechita. If he's not shaykh to mitzvah shechita, he's not shaykh to shechita. He can't be matter a piece of meat. So mela, goy, and a mumah are the same thing. Lamaisa, we have to know that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos on principle. Let's go back to Goy. Let's forget about Mumalakas for a second. By Goy, we said that a Goy is certainly not Mukhoyiv in Mitzvah Sachila, because of that he's not Shaykh to Zvicha. Our question that we discussed in the previous year is, what's the difference between a Kotlan and a Goy? But in Goy himself, the Rambam has a Mukhudish de Geshita. The Rambam is in Shchita Perek Dalet. It's also in Ovis Atumah Perek Beis, as well as Pirush HaMishnayis in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Daf Yud Dalet. The shita of the Rambam is that even when a goy shechts, it's not that the shechita is not a shechita. The Rambam's chiddush in these places is that a shechita of a goy is not as if it's not shechted at all. Meaning, in shechita there's always two parts. There's the being matur et la'achila, and there's the fact that a behemoth that's shechuto is not an avela, it's not metameh. The Rambam has a mechudesh de gesplit where the Rambam says the meat is geshochtim. He says that it's not metame tumas nevela. Tosfos, the Rosh, anybody who speaks on this topic, says that it, at kama that you consider a goy or anybody else, a mumal, let's say, not a bar shechita, somebody's a mumal l'chal Shabbos, mumal avoyed zor, we'll discuss, any type of person whose shechita is unqualified, the meat is as if the animal died, as if the animal dropped dead, it's a nevela, a pashta nevela. The Rambam says, no, the behema is shechuta. The only time that you have a problem with goy, the Rambam speaks up a fairish, is only if a goy stam machshavta is lavoi dezoros, and then he passes, then he makes then he renders the whole ma'aser shechita not a ma'aser shechita. But the Rambam's opinion is that the shechita is a shechita. What is the din that lamaisa a goy can't check? The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis is not so clear. It would seem that it's a technical halacha because he is miyachad lavoi dezoros, so it's not chala din la'achila because it's roi la, it's kilu miyuchad lavoi dezoros, but it's geshachtin. There's nothing inherent about a goy shechita, and let's qualify that. What the existential idea of shechita means that the animal did not die by itself. That's true, the animal didn't die by itself. Is there any difference on a basic physical level between the animal not dying by itself at the hand of a goy or bayit? It's the same ma'aser. So what do all the Rishonim hold? All the Rishonim hold that the shechita, which is called shechita, is the din, the ma'aser shechita, which creates a halachic reality, a chalois of a behemoth being shkuta. If the ma'aser shechita of a goy does not have that koyach, then that's as if it died by itself. What's the difference if its neck was cut in the kosher fashion? L'ma'aser does not have any din of being a shechuta. The Rambam says no. That a behema physically died durch what's a physical ma'aser shechita means that the behema is a shechuta. There's another problem. There's a problem that the shechita has to create taka heter la'achila. And that the Rambam says that if a goy is miyachet lavoy dezoro, or even if it's not miyachet stam ma'aser miyuchet lavoy dezoro, the Rambam says, maybe it's a tindur abon, it's not so clear that point. So then the halacha would be that the shechita is not matur la'achila, but it's a shechuta. The Rashba adds another connection. The Rashba and Teres Habayis. There's two Teres Habayis, by the way. The Rashba that we just quoted about his shechita, we argue in the Teres Habayis HaKotzer. The Rashba only in the Teres Habayis HaOruch, in the more lengthy Teres Habayis, speaks out an ad in Nekuda. That distinction is going to be important when we're going to discuss Reb Kiva in a few minutes. The Rashba in the Teres Habayis, when he's Meirich, and not all the Rishonim, not all the G'dol HaChronim, had that Rashba, adds a different source for a Goy Shechita not being Matir L'Achilo than the other Rishonim, than the Teres and the Rosh of his Avachta V'Achaltam. He says, the Pasuk by Shechita says, V'Achaltam Mizivchoy. The Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim and Pashas Rei says, V'Achaltam Mizivchoy, you'll eat from his Shechita. He says, Shteitin then, that only somebody who you're allowed to eat with him can you eat from his shechita? That's specifically a pasuk talking about the heter achila. It's not that vizavachta, the one who's a bar zvicha, is a bar achila. It's v'achalta mizivchoi, eating from the meat, befoil, having a heter shechuta, is only possible by somebody who you're allowed to, it's an iser. Since a guy you're not allowed to eat from his meat, the Torah is telling you you shouldn't eat v'achalta mizivchoi, of the context over there, is the pasuk that's warning against eating from a goy's food, because then you're going to become close to them. Ultimately, your children are going to marry each other, intermarriage. Was even then the Torah warned against it, and the way of intermarriage is it starts with kirva, with social fraternity. So the Torah warns in that context, v'yachal to mizivcha. The Torah doesn't want you to eat mizivcha. The Torah doesn't say it's not a ma'isa shkita. The Torah doesn't say it's a shkuta. The Torah asks it the same way yayin nesach. Not nevela. The Torah doesn't want you drinking from goyish wine. The Torah doesn't want you eating from the meat that a goyish shechted. There's an iser, so to speak. It's a separate iser. It's not that the shechita is not a shechita. That's the way the Rashba brings the pasuk. It would seem that the Rambam is going something like that also. The shechuta is a shechuta, and that's why it's not a nevela. That's why it doesn't have tumas nevela. It didn't die by itself. It's a shechuta. But there's a side point that says that a yid should not eat from meat to the point where there's an issur on a yid eating from goyish shechted meat. But it's not that the shechita is not a shechita. What's the ramification of that? Let's take it back from goy. Let's take it back to mumer. According to the Rashba, the din that's mavur by us in the sugya and davhei and davov, that there's a mumer which is considered a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kulo. Now let's break down mumer. We discussed now, we started the discussion with the machlekes la'aloch, an important machlekes la'aloch between the Rashba and the Tosfos, l'gabe a mumer l'chol neveilos l'hachis. He's thrown off the yoke of eating kosher meat. Does he still consider himself a Jew? Does he still practice Judaism? Yes. He keeps other mitzvahs he does keep. Who's considered a person who is a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kulo? So Eifis started as a meshumid. Somebody who's officially renounced his connection with Yiddishkeit, even though we'll see him yitzvah shemamshik. Yisrael afal pishachote Yisrael. Inherently, he does have a din of Yisrael. But l'maisa right now in his practical life, in his practical observance, he's renounced his kesher to Yiddishkeit. He has a din of a goy. If he has a din of a goy, so then the same lechol mizivchoi, the same v'achal to mizivchoi, you're not allowed to eat from him, the same way you're not allowed to eat from a goy. So a goy and a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kulo, we'll discuss in Yitzhak Shem Behemshech, the Gemara discusses a mumer Shabbos, somebody's a mechal Shabbos b'fahesyo. But the point is over there that Shabbos is not as specific. A mechal Shabbos b'fahesyo is ki'ilu, he's announcing publicly, it's not shayich to Shmir's Torah. So Mitzvah is the same way a oivet avoid zor is also a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kulo. In all those cases, the point is that he's a goy. The chiddush is that a yid, even though he retains his status as a yid, he can have a halachic status, legabi observance, as a goy, if that's true. So then a goy and a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kulo is the same. But what about a mumer oichel nevelos l'hachas? There he's thrown off practical observance of kashrus. He's a goy? He's not a goy. He's not a person who keeps kashrus. But he's not a goy. So mele hishchit is a shchit. Because even a goy is shkita is a shkita. There's a side point not allowing us to eat from the shkita of a goy. But this guy's not a goy. He's a rosha. He's not a person who keeps kosher. But he's not a goy. According to Tosfos, the reason why a goy is nismayit is because since a goy doesn't have the tzivu, he doesn't have the parsha in his observance of kashrus, so his shkita is not a shkita at all. It's not a ma'aser shkita. If that's true, then that, we could extrapolate from that, Tosfos says, that anybody who's mufka in his personal observance from a proper kiyum of hilchos shechita, from kashrus, his ma'isa shechita is not a ma'isa shechita. He doesn't have the parasha of shechita. Mamele, his observance of shechita doesn't allow him to be the one to shech to create a status of shechita. So that's clear that the machlokes, the Tosfos and the Rashba, how to interpret the halacha of goy, why a goy can't shech, will also create the different shittas legabe a mumer lahachis. Let's go a bit further with this understanding now, machlekes the Tosfos and the Rashba, the Rishonim and the Rashba and the Rambam. Reb Kiva Eiger asks a kash on Shulchan Aruch, on the Shach. The Shach explains these dinim, it's in Sif Beis in Yerodea, Sif Kotten Dalud. On the Shach over there, Reb Kiva Eiger and his Gillian asks the following question. Says the Gemara by Yosef Daf Hey compares the Indian of Mumor, somebody who's thrown off mitzvah observance, and because of that he's mufka from certain dinim of the Torah, even if he can come back and do tshuva, Yisrael Shuch, Afal Mishachot Yisrael Hu, but Lamaisa he has a halachic status of not being shaykh to mitzvahs, Lagabi different dinim. The Gemara compares that Lagabi, somebody who's a Mumor, to eat chaylev, let's say. So he can't bring a korban chatos for eating chaylev. Why? If he's a mumer, so he's not shayich to the korban, the kapara, the din of that mitzvah. And the Gemara compares that understanding of a mumer, vis-a-vis the halacha, that he's a mumer in, to shchita. The Gemara does the comparison. Frektiv kiveger, we have the Shita of the Rajba, and here's where it comes in important that there's two different Rajbas in Teres Abayis, because Kiva Ege was asking a Kashra from the Rajba that he had. The Rajba that he had, Paskins, and that's one of the Shitas brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Oichel, like we said, Nevelis, Lahachis, is kosher according to the Rajba for Shita. He's a Mumer, not L'chol HaTorah, he's not a Mechal Shabbos Fes, he's not a Balavai Dezora, he's not a somebody who's thrown off total observance. He's a Mumer L'Nevelo Islahachis. According to the Rajba, like we said, according to Tesis, he's Pasul L'Shchita. According to the Rajba, he's Koshul L'Shchita, because throwing off observance of the mitzvah does not create in him the status of not having Shaychis to that mitzvah L'Gabi Shchita. Frektum Kiveger, if the Rajba holds that a oichel nevelis lahachis does not become a mumer legabe shchita, the Gemara Harei compares shchita legabe mumer of Shabbos of avodah zarah, mumer lechol tarkul. The Gemara compares korban and shchita. If that's the case, why is the halacha, he says, that legabe a korban, somebody who's a mumer, like we said for chelev, has a din of not being shaykh to that mitzvah, has a din of a mumer, and he can't bring a korban, but legabe shchita, that's not the case. That's his kasha on the Rajba. Reb Kivege's maskona, based on this kasha, is going to be a surprise. We'll discuss in a few minutes Reb Kivege's chiddush. The way we're setting up the shittas of the Rishon Lechor, the kasha is not shver. We have the other Rashba, the Rashba in Teres Abayis Ha'oruch, where the Rashba himself explains his shita legabe goy. The reason why goy is possible l'shchita is not because he's not practically in mitzvah observance. He's not mechuyev in shchita. If that would be the case, then a mumah would be the same thing. The reason why a goy is mufka from shchita is because there's a separate distinction called v'chalta mizivchoy. What does that have to do with the mumer lahachis? That v'chalta mizivchoy is only somebody who's b'metzius mufka from kedushas Yisrael, not somebody who's a yid who has a specific problem legabe shchita. There's no v'chalta mizivchoy. There's no yayin nesach legabe such a person. He's not a goy. He's maybe doesn't have the din of shchita. But the Rashba says that does not render him not a bar shchita. Goy also theoretically is a bar shchita. Just that a goy has a problem of chaltim izivchoy, the shchita, the Rabbah. If that's the case, so then the Rashba is not shver at all. The reason why the Gemara compares shchita and mumer is only that mumer creates that he has a status of a goy if it's l'chola terekula. Masha'enkin by shchita, even if it would be l'chola terekula, all he has is the din of a goy, so he has to be a mumel l'chol terekulo. If he's a mumel l'gabi that halacha, that does not create a din, that his shchita is not a shchita. Why? By a korban? A korban is a different halacha. By a korban is a different halacha that if he's mufka from that specific halacha, so we're talking about a korban, is kapara, is a reapproachment, is tshuva, that he can't have. He's not a shov mi diosoy on that specific thing. If he's anyway, he's gonna trample on that halacha anyways. But there's no comparison l'gabi shchita in that. Okay, the Rajba l'shitasi b'chalal doesn't have Reb Kivege's kasha. Again, Kivege didn't have the Rajba that said like the Rambam, v'chaltim zivcha l'gabi agoy. So he understood that the Rajba was learning like Tosfos, that the reason why a goy can't shech is because of mitzvah observance. He doesn't have the mitzvah of shchita. If that's the case, then a mumel lahachis l'gabi nevelis also doesn't have the mitzvah of shchita. At least practically, so he can't shech. That's not the shita of the Rajba. What's Reb Kivege's maskona? Reb Kivege's maskona is that you'll have to say that psul mumer l'chol ha-Torah is only a din d'rabbanon. The din of mumer l'chol ha-Torah, kul even though even avayd zara or mechal Shabbos, his shchita is posel, is nevela, only mid d'rabbanon. Mid d'raisa, any level of mumer is kosher. It's only din d'rabbanon. Me'mele l'gabi mumer l'achas, they didn't want to make that there shouldn't be kosher meat. Me'mele, they didn't pass l'op shchita. Korban, they were willing to pass love, they didn't pass love to Shchita. That's Reb Kivege's opinion. Reb Kivege brings a raya to his Shita from a Chiddush that we find in the Ramban and the Ran further on Daf Yudalit. The Ramban and the Ran are speaking over there about a Mumal Chol Terkula, a Mechal Shabbos, who's a Mumal Chol Terkula, Kumavur B'Sugya Seinu, and the Ramban, and the Ran quoting the Ramban, say that even if a Mumal Chol Terkula Shechts, the Behema does not become a Nevela, it's not Metame. It's also to eat, it doesn't have the Heter Shechita, but it doesn't become Mamash Nevela, that should be Metame. Says, why? Either the shchita is, or it's not. Either it is a shchita, or it's an nevela. Says Rav Kivega, you have to say that betzem it's not an nevela. Midaraisa, it's a kosher shchita. It's only midrabbanan. The rabbanan only said the din legabi achil to asof the meat, not legabi tuma v'tayrus. Akadvav agdoishuv shorbenu akiva eger. According to the shach, that holds that the psul of a mumer is deraisa. Now we explained that the cheshman is, the psul of a mumer is because he's mufka from mitzvah observance based on the Taisus. The Rajwa holds not that way, but it's certainly deraisa. So how do you understand that if it's deraisa, if it's not shchuta, so why should it be that it's not metam benevela? How do you understand the Ramban the Ran on Daf Yudal? According to the Shach, you're going to have to say like this. The concept is really borrowed from what we just said in the Rambam. According to the Rambam says that a shechita of a goy imposes the status of a nevela only legabi achil and not legabi tuma. Why is that? Because the shechita of a goy also is that the animal didn't die by itself. Nevela means the animal was mes me'elov. An animal that a goy shecht is also not mes me'elov. By the way, mes me'elov means a shechita. The mes me'elov doesn't mean with a bullet to the head. That's a mes me'elov. But in the sense that the animal physically died as a shchuta is the same by a goy. But there's two parts of shchita. There's the fact that the animal died, misibas ha being a shchuta, as opposed to being meis me'elov. That imposes tumah v'tayra. And then there's a separate heter to be matir, that boso lachilas yisrael, that needs a shchita that creates a halakhic status. It has to create, it's a maisa that creates a chalois, of the din shchita being chal, the heter shchita being chal in the basa. That a guy doesn't have. He doesn't have that din. So, according to the Rambam, there's a definitive break between the tumah v'tayra and between the din heter achila. What we'll have to say is that legabe a mumar, here we'll divide. By a guy, the pshat is that since he's mufka from shchita mamish, so Mamela, his Maisa Shchita is meaningless, even though physically it looks like the same simonim were cut by the same type of knife, but La Maisa, that's not a Shchita at all. Goy has no shaykhis to the parish of Shchita. A Mumer, at a certain point, we do say that a Mumer is a Yid. And we'll see in Yitzhak Hashem the next year, that a Mumer retains a lot of the dinim of Yisrael, even though Lagabi is some dinim. We could say, let's say, a Mumer Lechol, Tarikul Rachman, and some Yenei, Yainesach, and so on. But the din is that the undercurrent, the basic status of Kedushas Yisrael he does have. If that's true, then his Maisim inherently are the Maisim of Kedushas Yisrael. It can't be that you consider that a Maisa, that's not a Maisa Shchit. That's not a Mais Me'elov. Mais Me'elov means it didn't have a Shchuta. A Goy doesn't have a Shachs to the Pasha Shchita. It's as if it died by itself. A Yisrael, since he has, even though he's a Mumal, Rahman al-Islam, but a Maisa, since he does have the Kedushas Yisrael inherent in every Yid, so whether his Maisa is a Maisa Shchita. He doesn't have the Koyach, similar to what we explained in the Rambam, he, a Mumer, doesn't have the Koyach to create a status of Basa Shchuta. The same way the Rambam holds by Goy, the Rishonim reject that opinion, they hold that by a Goy it's not a Shchita at all, but you'll hold that way by Mumer, L'chol HaTarekuli, you'll say there's a Chilik between the Chalois Heter Shchita, and between the status of Shchuta as opposed to Meis Me'elov, and that's why it won't be Metame, but it will be Asa to Eat, Kenevel. In the next Shem, Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to go more into this definition of a Mumer. Is he Yotze Mechla Yisrael? Is he not Yotze Mechla Yisrael? And what are the ramifications of going to be various areas in Halacha?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.